And this is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app. Our good friend Janet Hoad is with us live in studio. My extended family has an event going on, an open house that's happening this coming Sunday right here in Teaneck, New Jersey at the Chabad House on Kenwood Place. We'll talk about the event, and Janet's going to shed some light for us on the incredible work that they do in general for families that are led by a single parent. Can't be an easy situation, and they're there to step in and help out those who are in those circumstances. Janet Hoad, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nahum. It's great to be here.
Appreciate that. Well, as you as many people know, you're involved in a lot of great causes, and this caught our attention because you and Lior are literally listed as the principal supporters of this great effort, and I think you've brought this organization to our attention in the past. And before we talk about Sunday's event, let's get a perspective on what they do in order to help single parents. What is it that they're doing on a regular basis here in Teaneck?
Right. So let me give you a little background.
Sure.
Lior and I, you know, as you said, we contribute to lots of different organizations, but I have to tell you, this is probably the one close to our heart. We got involved because both Lior and I come from broken homes. One was a single parent home, abusive
right.
home. The other was no parent home.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking that. He's told us the story
exactly.
many times.
And the reason we got to where we are, a big part of it, and a big part of who we are, is because of the kindness of strangers who took us in when we were lost children, struggling to make our way in the world. It was two Jewish families, oddly enough, I wasn't even Jewish yet, who took both of us in separate states, and really taught us about kindness and how to give back. And just the fact that they were there for us, it changed our lives. When Rabbi Simon from Teaneck Chabad approached us about this program, there was no question that we were going to support this, because it was a chance for us to do what others had done, you know, for us. So the program meets once a week. We have about 70 kids right now.
Wow.
It's single, as you said, single children from single family homes, single parent homes. And they do homework. They provide them supper and then have an activity. They're paired up with a volunteer high school student. So it's a big brother, big sister situation. And it's really a win-win-win. It's a win for the kids, who many of these kids, they feel like outliers. They might be the only kid from a single parent home in their classroom, mm-hmm. and they feel like the oddball. This helps them to feel normal, to give them a place where other people understand what their situation is. It's a win for the high school students who volunteer, who learn the value of helping another person, who see firsthand the changes that they make in someone else's life. And the biggest win of all is for the community. Because again, like these people did for Lior and I, and we give back to the community now, these kids are going to grow up realizing the community was there for them also.
Wow.
So it is just the most phenomenal program. Heichel donates this space for us. Grand and Essex donates a supper once a week, once a month. There is no fee at all for any of this. You know, a lot of these kids wouldn't be going on trips during Chol HaMoed and everything. We take them on trips during Chol HaMoed. We provide counseling. We also provide emergency services. There are some families, there was an example, you know, a lot of these single parent homes are struggling. They're really in dire straits. And there was one mother who her refrigerator broke and she couldn't even afford to get a new refrigerator. So we were able to come up with money to get her that. So it's just a win-win-win for these families and for our community.
Janet Hoad is here. You know, it's interesting. Over the years, you can imagine this is a topic that has been addressed before on this program, and there are so many nuances to what you're saying that we've discovered and then shared with the audience over the years. For instance, and I'm sure you could appreciate this, the kid who, you know, has a single mother raising him, and I'm saying him for a reason now, and he goes to shul on Shabbos and has nobody to sit next to.
has no adult to take care of them. On Simchas Torah has no one to dance with or make sure that just that little tiny thing is so vital and so important. And we innocently don't think about it. You know, like, why would anyone think about it if you're in a quote unquote regular situation? And then, as you said, could be the only kid in the class in this type of situation. I mean, could be the only kid in that age group in the shul or in the community in general in that type of situation. And then the respite for the mom, and I'm saying moms, I'm assuming the majority of these situations are single moms. That's what I'm assuming. The respite for them that this organization, my extended family, can step in once a week. People might think once a week, is that a big help? An hour a week would be a massive help. So that's also a big aspect of this.
It's not just that hour a week. These single parents, and you're right, most of them are women, they have a place to turn to 24/7. You know, a lot of times they feel, you feel very, I remember what my mother went through, and, you know, my father, both of them went through struggling, like, who's there to help and who's, and Rabbi Simon's there 24/7. You know, it's a phone call. If there's an emergency, if there's, you know, a lot of times these people, they don't have that spouse at home who you could say, oh my God, the pipe just broke. What do we do? We're there, you know, to help them.
Or just,
that.
I got to run, watch the kids. And they have nobody to do that for them. All right. So it sounds like a great program. Now, the reason we're bringing it up this week and the reason that I was glad that you accepted our invitation to speak about it is because they actually have an open house this coming Sunday. And I'm assuming that anybody listening right now who is a single parent, do they have to be in Teaneck, Bergen County? Like, is it basically this area?
It's basically Bergen County. Obviously, they carpool from school once a week to Hegel. So it's more convenient if it is. Right. And the open house is for returning families to meet the new staff and also for anyone who needs to join this program. It would be helpful for them.
Because I'm assuming that right now there are people listening who are either single parents or no single parents and would love to make them aware of what's going on. So the open house, the welcome back, and the opportunity for new single parents to get familiar with the program is happening this coming Sunday starting at 12:30 in the afternoon at the Teaneck Chabad House, which is at 513 Kenwood Place. They're not just doing a meeting and a gathering. They're going to have a bounce house, a smoothie station. No wonder you guys love this. You like excitement, right? Funnel cakes, a liquid nitrogen ice cream dots, game truck with virtual reality. They are literally rolling out the red carpet so that you can meet your extended family, quote unquote. There'll also be prizes and giveaways and a wonderful dairy buffet. You can respond, or I should say, you can make a reservation for this event, which is free of charge. The program's free of charge, and this event is free of charge by contacting Rabbi Simon at myef.org. Again, Rabbi Simon, S-I-M-O-N, at myef.org, and that stands for my extended family. If I can get personal for a moment, I mean, I don't think it's offensive to say to somebody that thank God I grew up in a regular home with two parents and a stable situation. Liara, as we said, has described the people that some of whom we know who stepped in to help him as he and his brother were growing up and trying to navigate this world. The way you described in just a sentence or two earlier your upbringing, was it one that, you know, experienced tremendous fear? I mean, that's what I always wonder coming from the outside perspective, not having been in a family like that, are you just in a tense situation constantly as a kid?
Yeah, I always say it's like Rambo in the jungle, that you're just waiting, you know, for the moment that the bad stuff happens. That's the relief. The rest of the time is just very tense. And as a child, you're out there on your own. You're really trying to figure out life on your own. You don't have, you know, mommy and daddy to go home to and get the hugs. And then there was this family who never had to take me in. They had nothing to do with me.
In what city was this?
Cinnaminson, which is outside Cherry Hill.
In Jersey.
Yeah. And I wasn't even Jewish. And this Jewish family took me in as their own. They gave me a home. They gave me rules. They gave me, gave me love. They gave me a bedroom. And the fact that they were kind changed my life and made me who I am today. This is why I give back. It's a priority to Lior and I to give back.
Are they still around, those people?
No, they are not. But this program, we donate every year in their memory.
It's pretty amazing. And when you witness, because I'm assuming you've been at some of these programs, you've seen it up close and personal, you know in your head what these kids are going through.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely,
that they might have a smile on their face, but what's really happening in their head and in their heart.
Yeah. It's really...
It must be heartbreaking,
It's a broken child that, you know, you try to do your best to give them their childhood back.
Right.
And this program is, Lior and I feel, you know, out of all the things that we donate to, and we donate to a lot publicly and even more privately, this is the one that we feel we get the biggest bang for our buck. Every single dollar there's goes to these kids and to these mothers and families. And it really, really makes such a huge difference in their lives.
Janet Hode is here. If you're interested, especially if you're a single mom, single parent, I should say, out there in the Teaneck area, this Sunday, 12:30, it's happening at the Teaneck Chabad House on Kenwood Place. Information, Rabbi Simon at myef.org. That's my extended family, Rabbi Simon at myef.org. I just think this has to be said. Because people in really difficult situations, very often, as hard as this is to say, it enhances their skills in other areas of life. Can I assume that you and Lior, in your opinion, are even greater parents and grandparents than you would have been because of your backgrounds?
Absolutely. People say, would you change anything about your life? And I say, I wouldn't change a thing, because everything we went through made us who we are today. And, I wouldn't change anything about my life.
And that's such an, talk about taking away a positive takeaway from a situation.
Yeah.
Thank God the next generations are beneficiaries of all that.
But this is also why it's so important that we all step up for kids like this,
right,
and show kindness. You never know, the smallest thing that you do could change somebody's life.
You could be creating great mothers and fathers down the road.
That's correct. Or great people. That's
right.
Again,
people,
that's why
general,
we say,
right,
it's a win-win-win, because these kids, most of them are going to grow up and they're going to remember the kindness of that high school volunteer or the kindness of that rabbi who took them in at the time when they needed it most, and then they're going to give back. And we, Lior and I personally, when someone needs a home, our home is open. We built a large home so that there's lots of bedrooms, that when somebody needs a place, our home is always open for people. We learned that because people did it for us, and
right,
we're creating another generation of people who are going to take care. And there's nothing like the Jewish community when it comes to this.
Well, it's good to highlight some of the really positive things about our community, and this is certainly one of them. And you remind me, you know, years ago we had someone on the air on a regular basis would remind us before Yontif, it's Elul now, 2 weeks from tonight is Yontif, and she would come on the air and remind us to think about the single mothers in our own communities, and she would recommend put envelopes of cash under their door without them knowing, give them gift cards to suit and dress stores so their children can have something nice for Yontif, and a million other recommendations. And to have someone sit next to them to the kids on Rosh Hashanah, because either the mom or the dad is not there. So many things that people could do if we just open our eyes to it.
That's right.
So, Baruch Hashem, and this is the time of year to do it. Janet, I thank you very much. Good luck with Sunday's event. I hope it's well attended. And frankly, I hope that in addition to those who are returning, I hope a lot of new people come and discover it.
Yes. And also, if anyone would like to help out and donate, the program can always use donations. It's chabadhouse.org. And just donate and note MYEF. And every single dollar goes towards this program.
That's
and
the address, Chabad House.
Chabadhouse.org.
And MYEF.
Yes.
Earmark it for that.
Yep.
And people will be able to support it. Simple as that, everybody. On Instagram, they're My Extended Fam. My Extended Fam. And the phone number for information, if you want to speak to Rabbi Simon as opposed to writing to him via email, is 201-907-0686. 201-907-0686. And please send this interview. It'll be archived later, obviously. Send this interview to any single mother or father who you think would benefit from this program. The open house happens this coming Sunday at 12:30. I take this opportunity, Jenna, to wish you and your family a Shana Tova, happy, healthy, and sweet new year. Yes, go ahead.
It's Chabadhouse.com. I think I said .org, but it's .com.
And now I'm going to make sure that you're right. And where am I here?
It's Chabadhouse.com to donate.
Okay, Chabadhouse.com or MYEF.org.
Right, and just note that it's for the Teaneck program.
Right, okay, got it. Okay, so if you go to MYEF.org or Chabadhouse.com, make sure it's earmarked for the My Extended Family Teaneck program. Simple as that. And
Shana Tova
to you.
Shana Tova.
A pleasure. More coming up. You're listening to a Wednesday morning edition of JM in the AM.